Hi, Mr. Smith. I am very grateful once again to write you this little note and comment. Now, I know you don't attend any church. But maybe you know of a church that is teaching the same message that you are teaching. I have tried for many years to find the church that Jesus built according to Matthew 16 verse 18, but to no avail. Each and every organization is not teaching the whole truth of God. I am very confused, as I have the family that is looking up to me for spiritual guidance, especially my children, as the Bible says we must teach them while they are still young. I do not know where to start. Sir, you will bear with me. I am an African man in South Africa, not educated, so English is not my language, but I hope the Holy Spirit will help to explain what I am trying to say. Thanks.
And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Dear Abel, I understand your problem with finding the church that Jesus built. It still exists, but not in the form and practice of what it was when Jesus started it. But it was prophesied that it would go into apostasy, a falling away from the true faith once delivered.
Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
So from that falling away church, God has been calling out a people to restore and live by the original teachings of its founder, Jesus. So don't be discouraged. You may not find what you would think is the true church, but you have found the truth of that original church. And remember, our fellowship with the called out elect is in spirit, and our fellowship and worship of God is also in spirit and in truth.
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues.
All we who have left our first love have similar feelings about how stupid and selfish and carnal we became. We have to come out of Babylon, and then we need to stay out. And the staying out is often as difficult as the coming out. The more we spiritually grow and understand, the more we see our shortcomings. No thing or nobody can ever prevent you from worshiping God in spirit and in truth. God be with you. Ray.